Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
The Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and St. Paul played host to the Republican National Convention. In addition to some 900 lakes, the cities are renowned for their uncommon friendliness. Minnesota nice. But Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom reports that they'd also like to be known for Minnesota green.
It's before dawn on the Minneapolis side of the Mississippi. Pillsbury and Gold Medal Flower still have mills on either side of the river here. They turn off their electric signs as the sunrise turns the sky pink and purple. Mayor R.T. Ryback, who was voted fittest mayor in America 2 years ago, meets with a group of 50 bikers for a 5K bike ride down the mighty Mississippi.
Morning, welcome everybody. Mayor Ryback's going to take you on a ride at 6:40.
No, I have a breakfast I have to go to at 7:30, so I'm going to actually go fast. And are you guys ready? Bikers ready! Let's go!
Mayor Ryback rides one of the 1,000 freewheeling bikes brought into the city this spring in preparation for the convention. Visitors and locals sign up for the program with a credit card, but are only charged if they don't return the bike at the end of the day.
We have 100 miles of bike trails within the city, and putting more bikes on through the bike share will, I believe, create more of a bike-friendly city.
The Minneapolis Convention Center, where delegates met and mingled during the day, is 10 miles from the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul, where they reconvene each evening for the serious business of democracy. The trip is not exactly bikeable for most delegates in their suits or high heels. Joanna Burgos is press secretary for the Republican National Convention.
We do have shuttles that will shuttle people from their hotels to the XL Energy Center. We do have a number of cars as well, but every car that we do have is hybrid or flex fuel.
And the DNC is encouraging people to reduce their carbon footprint. Have you talked with any about actually the process of coming here and their travel to get here?
We have a number of realistic environmental initiatives that our delegates and our visitors will see once they enter XL.
Some of those realistic plans included 300 recycling containers at the convention. But when it came to actually using them, some people didn't quite seem to know how they work. I asked a staff member how to recycle a plastic plate.
Can I recycle this?
I don't even know. Oh, there. But that's plastic bottles, paper, and aluminum.
So what's this one?
Garbage, I think. I have no idea.
The RNC focused a lot of attention on greening their day-to-day operations. They use recycled office furniture and carpeting, as well as wind and solar power. Again, Joanna Burgos.
We're using a lot of biodegradable materials. Our banners are biodegradable. We're trying to use, you know, digital in whenever we can instead of paper. From the beginning, everything we've looked at, it's been, how can we make this more green?
In the trendy neighborhood of Uptown Minneapolis, a group of volunteers led by Maude Lavelle hit the streets to spruce up the place by picking up trash.
We kind of have this huge effort today that involves business owners. There's one of them right there painting a sign. He owns a local artist gallery.
But cleaning up the neighborhood isn't just about putting on a nice face for the Republican delegates. Lavelle says it's just good for business.
You know, a long-term customer or a new visitor is not going to come to a business that looks disheveled. The perception of litter is unkept and unsafe. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Bill Frothinger is out with his wife and two daughters sweeping up trash near a bus stop.
Finding a lot of cigarette butts, typical debris, wrappers, candy wrappers, pop cans. And so we're just getting that stuff off the street and making things look that much better to keep things clean. Yeah, it's looking good. And it's a beautiful day, too, so we like it.
So with local efforts and the good environmental choices made by the RNC, Minnesota Nice might also claim the title Minnesota Green. For Living on Earth, I'm Bobby Bascom in St. Paul, Minnesota.